Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go to Washington, D.C. Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, I am sad to say, the Washington Post just came out with an editorial that I agree with, and frankly, that I've raised on this show before. Merrick Garland is the wrong guy for Attorney General. Merrick Garland is passive and he's not doing anything, and it's time to put in an Attorney General, an activist Attorney General who does something. Pretty basic. Merrick Garland is an empty suit. Here's the issue. When he was appointed, it was a great public relations victory. And that is not the only reason Joe Biden did it. He thought, hey, this guy is the chief judge of the United States District Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. That and the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York are the ones that get the most controversial and meaningful, certainly civil cases, and in some cases, criminal cases. In D.C., they're all the regulatory cases involving the federal government. In New York, all the financial cases, or a lot of them. So if you're on the Second Circuit Court of Appeals or the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, that's a big deal. And this guy was the chief judge. We put him on. He blinked. He didn't say much. He just sat there. He basked in the adulation of everybody who said, well, he got shafted on the Supreme Court appointment. Moscow Mitch wouldn't even let him come up. Well, I'm beginning to think he would not have been good on the Supreme Court either. I don't think that he has any enthusiasm. I don't think that he has any moxie, any chops at all. Why do I say that? The Justice Department building is named after Robert Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Jack Kennedy's brother, who's also assassinated. Jack in Dallas, Bobby at the San Francisco Convention in 1968 by Sirhan. Sirhan serving a life sentence. In other countries, they would have hanged him. But Bobby Kennedy was a great man. Bobby Kennedy was a passionate man, and he did things, and they named the Justice Department after him, and he was the Attorney General under Jack Kennedy. And when Jack Kennedy made him Attorney General, the Republicans ran through legislation that you couldn't have a relative serving the cabinet anymore. Just like after Roosevelt got his fourth term, they ran through a constitutional amendment that he could only have two terms. Okay. Well, I got a news for the Republicans. Come up with a Bobby Kennedy and we'll deal with it, okay? Anyway, what would Bobby Kennedy do? Well, I'll tell you what he'd do. He would have brought suit a long time ago in Arizona. And he would have said, in federal court, not a local state court judge who has to get reelected, he would have said, you're not turning over presidential ballots, original ballots and voting machines to Cyber Ninja or anybody, because federal law says they have to stay in the custody of authorized people. And he would have shut them down. And if they try to send some of it to a cabin in Montana with no trespassing signs, a moldy little cabin, some guy from Virginia is going to come out and give it the once. No, that ain't happening. Those trucks ain't going to Montana. Okay. It's as simple as that. And what he would also do in Georgia, he'd say, you're going to make it a felony to give a pregnant woman standing in line on a hot day who faints water. Basic sus. And that ain't happening. No, that ain't happening. He would shut them down. And then the clowns from Michigan, Pennsylvania, who go down to study Cyber Ninja, he would say, clowns, you have the right under the Privileges and Immunities Clause of the Constitution to travel in the United States. But if you bring back clown doctrines where you're going to try to do this in Pennsylvania or Michigan, we're shutting you down. When was the last time you saw Garland give a speech? A press conference, anything. He sits there like a sphinx, and he got attacked for exactly what I'm talking about. And his response is, we will study, quote, we will study, not do anything about, study the impact on minority voters. No. Not minority voters. Every voter. And then you go in to the gerrymandered districts around the country and do a much better job presenting that in federal court. Yes, the Supreme Court ruled that they don't want to get involved in gerrymandering per se. But there's a lot of quid pro quo going on. and get in there, slam it, slam it, slam it. This guy has no passion. He has no passion whatsoever. What is he going to do? When is he ever going to do anything? Why is he defending Trump when E. Jean Carroll, a woman whom Trump, according to her, allegedly raped in Bergdorf Goodman dressing room a long time ago? She was younger. He comes in. He's a big mogul. There's nobody on that area of the floor. He rapes her and she doesn't scream. She regrets it ever since. Okay. Okay. Statute of limitations expired. They're not prosecuting him for it. But he then calls her a liar and a slut and a whore. And she said, well, I'm not. And that's defamatory. And he sues for libel. And Merrick Garland is taking up the Trump attorney general's defense that he can say that because he's president, he's immune. It's in the course of his official duties. Well, no, it's not in the course of your official duties as president to say that a woman is a liar, a slut, and a whore. I mean, you know, that ain't in your duties. That ain't in your duties. You know what I, and all that Garland had to do, all that Garland had to do was saying, no, that is not something I'm going to give him a free defense for with all the prestige of the United States. He can still defend himself. He can still hire lawyers. They can still say all of the libel defenses. It was substantially true, which is going to be a real hard one in that case. But it's opinion. She's a public figure. It has to have been done with malice. This, you know, look, I can dictate half the textbook off the top of my head. I did this stuff for 40 years. All right. But no, he has the prestige of a U.S. attorney going in and saying that. And that's wrong. That's just plain flat out wrong. And then Garland says, I'm not going to investigate anything Trump did. Now, wait a minute. Biden said, I'm going to let the attorney general be independent. I'm not going to direct him. Okay, that's fine. But what do you mean anything he did? In the Mueller report on the obstruction, they said it's up to Congress, and he took a dive. Mueller was a Republican. You understand that. He's a Republican. He's not a good guy. He took a dive. Took a dive. Comey was a Republican. He is a Republican. He took a dive. He announced a couple of weeks before the 2016 election, he was investigating Hillary Clinton. He was also investigating Donald Trump at the time for treason with the Ruskies, collusion, and he didn't say that. And what he said was about the emails and Clinton. Then he took it back, and then he affected the election. These are Republicans. These are Republicans. Why is Garland not picking up on what Mueller said as he chickened out? Well, you know, that's up to somebody else. I'm too chicken to do it. But here's what he did to obstruct. There were 100 contacts with the Ruskies from his campaign, 100, and they lied about them. That's obstruction. That is obstruction. Nah, I'm not going to do that. He doesn't want controversy. He's afraid. He sits there. He's afraid. You can't have a attorney general like that. You have to have moxie. You have to have chops. You have to have something on the ball. Nice to have a Bobby Kennedy. We don't have a Bobby Kennedy, but there are a lot of people out there who do the job. Preet Bharara, who is the U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York, Trump fired. He had chops. He has chops. Probably he's available. Get him. Make him attorney general. Make somebody attorney general who's going to say, I am not going to oppose E. Jean Carroll, who was allegedly raped in the Bergdorf Goodman dressing room by Trump, and give Trump his defense. I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to let pregnant women faint in the water. And I'm not going to let Cyber Ninja get away with this stuff. All right. That's not hard to understand. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.